Welcome to your multidimensional journey. I am Tracy Cambera, and today's topic is 5D, fifth dimension, part of the ascension process. How do you get to 5D and how do you stay there? And for that matter, what is 5D? Well, I'll tell you right now, it is a state of being before a place. And funny story, I made sure I moved to Sedona before 2012, because remember the big goings on? People were laughing that this recent solar eclipse was like December 2012 or Y2K, if you're old enough to remember that, where the world's going to change. And actually, it did change. The frequency on the planet really changed. I was having a conversation with Gaia this morning when I woke up, and there are definitely higher, more resonant, more expansive frequencies on the planet. Gaia is emanating them. The sun is emanating them. It's good stuff. So in 2012, we all thought the starships were coming down to take us to our real home. I still laugh when I think of it because our bags were packed. We thought we were going up to the starships, finally getting off this, you know, miserable planet and get to go back to our starseed origins and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's not how it works. And we didn't discover that until December 2012, when the starships did not land and we were still stuck on this planet. That's when it was explained to us, or better yet, that's when we finally realized that fifth dimension, 5D, is a state of being. You create the place from your state of being. It's literally just more happiness, right? More flow, more ease and grace. Well, how do you create more ease and grace? With your creations, your manifestations, your attitude, being grateful, loving the life you do have, even though you wish to change things about it. Love where you're at and create where you're going. That's fifth dimension, the state of being. It's loving where you're at. It's getting yourself into that higher frequency of flow. And when you fall out, for those that listened to my last podcast, you know that I had a death in the family earlier this week, right after the solar eclipse. You know, it brought up a lot in me. So I've spent this week letting go, literally doing my emotional release meditation video on YouTube, you know, listening to that meditation, going out in the woods and just hiking. And, you know, the phrase, give it to God. I recognize the feelings that are rolling through me. I use that river of release to allow the feelings to flow right through everything that came up. And a lot came up. His death was tied to a lot of emotions and incidences in me. It brought up a lot. And so I used the meditation. I gave it back to spirit. I let the angels come and take it. I sent it into Gaia. I did the whole thing. And it was beautiful. And then I'd wake up the next morning sad again, and I'd do it again. I do it as many times as I need to return. It's like my hike in the woods yesterday. I got lost so many times. Luckily, there's a big lake, so I kind of knew where my car was. But every time I got lost, I would just find the path again. That's all. You fall out, you reach back in. You fall out, you reach back in. I always joke that us humans love to fall in potholes, and I'm no different. Just because I'm intuitive and I'm a coach doesn't mean I don't fall in potholes. I am human. Our souls incarnated here to have a human experience. So we are all going to fall in the potholes. It is the essence of being human. It's what you do when you fall in that pothole, that mud puddle. I've said this before in podcasts, I think, and I definitely say it in client sessions, that the archangels, when I would fall into a mud puddle, a pothole, I said one time, why do you guys just ditch me? When I'm low, y'all ditch me. And they're like, we've never left you. We're all standing around the mud puddle going, hey, you down there, you getting out anytime soon? Like, we'll wait here as long as necessary, but are you thinking of climbing out of there? And so I always picture that when I am in the throes of 3D, the dense feelings, the dense actions, when I am sad or angry or any other dense emotion or believing, you know, my thoughts and beliefs, well, this sucks. This is not going anywhere, any other negative thing. That's falling in the mud puddle. That is the farthest from 5D you can get. So knowing that my guides, my angels, the archangels, the whole entire universe is still loving me and supporting me, and you too, when we're in a mud puddle. So I use my tools to get out of the mud puddle, to reach back into 5D and beyond. So again, 5D is a state of being. So use your tools to get into that state of being. Love and flow and happiness and contentment, stability. The reason to hike in the woods for me is because trees have so much stability. Their roots go deep. So you don't always have to reach for happiness. Abraham Hicks, in the book, I think Ask and It Is Given, there is an emotional scale. That scale shows how you go up in emotion. Where are you now? What's the next better feeling emotion? And the next one, and the next one, so that you can go step by step. If we try to jump from grief to elation, well, first of all, it's going to be pretty manic, but also we're not going to manage it. Those are too many steps. We're not Superman, okay? We can't fly up a flight of steps. So you go step by step. So for me, when I was in grief and sadness and abandonment and loss, the first thing I did was recognize the feeling, accept that they're going through me, let them flow on by, and ask my peeps, my team, to take them. I acknowledge them, I release them, and I did. Then I reached for calm and peace and stability. And yeah, I did this process out in the woods because I knew the trees would help me with stability. I knew Mother Earth, Mama Gaia, would help me with that stability, that grounding and anchoring. Let all of those feelings turn into beautiful, higher dimensional sparkles of energy. Doing that process, I went from all of those lower dense feelings that were very valid. I was going through them. I let them release from my body so that I could find some calm and some peace and some stability. And during the hike, I walked in that stability, in that peace and calm, enjoying that, enjoying the sun. And after a bit, I started to notice the higher feelings creeping in. So as these higher feelings flowed through, right, the river of emotion, from my meditation, as those feelings started flowing through me, I was like, yes, I acknowledge I'm feeling more contentment, more gratitude, more happiness for life. You can be sad that someone passed and still be happy in your life at the same time. Grief is a wave. Anger is a wave. A lot of dense feelings are just waves. Let them roll on by. So I moved from the grief and loss, et cetera, into calm and peace and stability. And from there, I moved into gratitude and contentment. I moved up Abraham Hicks' emotional scale until those feelings of gratitude brought me back into my native happiness, I'll call it. Once you're in that beautiful, higher dimensional happiness, those expanded feelings of happiness, contentment, maybe even joy, that's where the flow is. That's where creation lies. That's where 5D can be found. Now, if you've been wondering this whole time, what about 4D? For me, in my 20 years experience, 4D is the astral plane. I don't play on 4D. I bilocate. I don't just float above my body. It's fine for people that do it. If this is what you like, but bilocating means you can go into any reality, any timeline, any dimension, and hang out with any version of yourself in other lives, any of your guides, which are usually yourself in other lives, angels, archangels. So I bilocate. I bypass the astral plane altogether. I will go from 3 to 5 and above because it doesn't stop at 5th dimension. Now, it doesn't stop at 12th dimension. A lot of people talk about there are 12 dimensions and God's at 13. Okay, the universe in spirit, in the universal field, in the Akashic Library, it is in all dimensions, and dimensions are unlimited. There are beings and guides that you can speak with that are in very high dimensions, that have never embodied, that have never been in 3D. And the only way for them to do it is with you and through you. So understand there are many, many dimensions. And my advice to you is don't get caught up in them. Yes, I can recognize which dimension the being is I'm connecting with, whether it is for myself or for clients. I meet new guides through clients all the time, every week. It's fascinating to me. So yes, I can see what dimension they're in. And yes, dimensions go from 3D dualistic to 5D, where we're losing that duality and we're moving more into unity consciousness, living through unity consciousness, another aspect of 5th dimension. Unity consciousness, more love, more instant manifestation, no need for the kind of monetary and political systems that we have in 3D, no need for control and manipulation. Now, is that to say, well, 5D is this concrete and everyone's going to be happy and there is no money and you're going to have this and that? You know what? Just throw away the rules because we don't know. I know in my 5D world that I go into, there is no need for money and there's no need for eating. There is a, I'll call it nectar, that we can drink that sustains our much less physical and more light body structure. We still have a physical body in 5D. In my experience, 5D through 7D still has a body. 8D, we are merging into our androgynous self. We are no longer dualistic. There is no male or female. We just unite into one androgynous body. And then as we get into 9th dimension and above, we are formless. We move into the collective consciousness. Now, this is changing. I see new things every week. So it could be that as we release duality and go up to 5D and beyond, that we go formless even sooner. Who knows? All I know is what I've experienced. All any channeler knows is what they've experienced. So when they say this is how it is, just add for you. Because when I see how things are, that's how they are for me. And sometimes other people talk about it and I'm like, wow, let me check that out. That's really cool. Yeah, you're right. And sometimes people say it and I'm like, no. Anytime they're talking higher dimension and they're speaking in dualistic terms, that's a no-go for me because we lose duality. We let it go. Duality, time, and space is for the 3D experience. So getting back to 5D, yes, we have that nectar that we drink, and I just call it nectar because I had to name it something. They just call it a drink. But we still enjoy making food and eating food together. There is much, much community in partaking of meals together. And so that's still done in my 5D. And now I'll get back to 5D. How do you get there? Through your state of being, through your feelings, your thoughts, and then your actions. Remember, energy precedes action. If you want to be in 5D, that's just saying, I want to be happy. I want to be in flow. I want to manifest my dreams, which requires you believing that it's possible, believing that it can come to you. You can create it. It can happen. So it is your thoughts and feelings, thus your subsequent actions, that create your 5D state of being. So whip out your tools. What tools do you use? What tools are in your toolkit to keep you in a higher state of being, in that 5D feeling and beyond? Whether it is laughter or movement or puppy videos or meditation or breath work or walking out in nature or standing in the sun, It is imperative this year that if you don't have a toolkit, build one. Start experimenting with what works. I have a pretty vast toolkit, and I will try everything in it if I fall in a mud puddle. So if you don't have one, build one and use it daily. If you do have one, keep exploring. New things pop up all the time. This second half of 2024 is the beginning of incredible technology coming to Earth. Just like Tesla and Einstein, we are going to be channeling so much beautiful technology and presenting it, especially medical technology that's already come through from higher dimensions, but you get into control and manipulation and a lot of it's been squashed. That's a big thing that's changing later this year. No more squashing. It's going to come out, it's going to be utilized, and we're going to see the changes in our humanity through this technology. So 5D is a state of being. When you're in that state of being, you create a higher dimensional reality for yourself. You literally split realities. I've had this happen to me in this life. A good friend of mine and I went to this beautiful group meditation and activation out on the land in Sedona, and there were shamans there and psychics there, and we were working with nonverbal autistics that were really just high-level energy activators. So we did this event for about 20 of us, and I watched the Arcturian Corridor open. I saw all the higher frequencies, both colors and sparkles. It was amazing. When we were done, we went to Wildflower Cafe, and we are approaching the front door, and some of my friends were standing outside. And I walked towards the first woman to give her a hug, and I was about 2 feet away, and she startled. And then she gave me a hug, and I was like, okay, that was weird. How did she not see me when I saw her like 15 feet away? And then I turned around to another friend who was a neighbor and said, I'm not hugging you because you didn't even say hello. Like, I was teasing him. He just stared blankly. And I'm like, okay, now you're being really weird. And I looked at my friend, Michael, and I'm like, I don't know what this is. So we walked inside, we got in line. And as we were in line, people were bumping into us. They would walk in front of us. They were just being really weird, the line was. And we were like, what is wrong with people today? And then the food runner turned around, looked right at the two of us, and there were like 15 people in line, and said, hey, how are you two doing? And it dawned on us, oh my God, these people can't see us. Like, they literally can't see us. And I used that technique a few times when I didn't want to be seen by people. You know, sometimes you go in the grocery store and you just want to get in, get your stuff and get out. And you see someone at the end of the aisle and you're like, oh, they're going to talk my ear off. I would literally go, okay, team, let's get me into 5D so that I'm not seen. And I would just blast myself with higher dimensional frequency, bring it in through my crown, blast it through my body, and then walk past her. And she didn't see me. A book that can really help you see how 5D really works and how to get into 5D and then stay there is The Journal by Suzanne Lee, PhD. It's L-I-E. You can get it on Amazon. Great, great book. She writes a ton of books, and a lot of them are a couple decades old, yet they're so powerful. And we are now just starting to understand what she was writing 15, 20 years ago. Beautiful multidimensional stuff. Great for starseeds. So I will wrap this up by saying 5D, again, is a state of being. All dimensions are a state of consciousness that you can reach through bilocating, through meditation, through channeling. Believe you can connect with your guides, with your other versions of self, and you will. It's retraining your brain. Let them in. I can talk to them. So you can reach fifth dimension by taking yourself through the emotional chart into the highest emotions you can sustain, which will help with the highest thoughts you can sustain, which create an outer reality of higher dimensional frequency. And how do you stay there? You use your toolkit to keep returning. Again, we are human. We're going to fall out. We are here to experience. When we start seeing that everything is done for us, not to us, and there's a silver lining to every cloud, and we say, okay, thank you, universe, show me the good in it. So it is a matter of your feelings, your thoughts, thus your actions that can take you to 5D and beyond and can keep you there. Good luck, and let me know what's in your toolkit. If you're listening to this on YouTube, comment below. What are your favorite tools in your toolkit? What do you use to get to fifth dimension and beyond? And remember, if you don't know if you're in 5D, if you're happy, if you're in flow, if you're deeply contented, if you're having a great day, you're in 5D, not 3D. You may be walking this 3D world. What did Jay say? Jesus, I am in this world, but not of this world. You can be walking in 3D world, but be a 5D and beyond consciousness, awareness. So tell me what you do to get into 5D and stay there, and I'll talk to you soon.